We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbar Chilchus Dine Yeshiva Sukkah Simen Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Yud Gimel Mishael Chafila Be'emtsa Sudas L'Sukkas Chaveroi. If somebody during a meal goes to somebody else's Sukkah V'oichel Shem Shir V'chayiv B'Sukkah, and he eats the amount that would normally be the amount that you have to make that you have to eat to make a Bracha Leish B'Sukkah Tzarech L'Varech Gam Leish B'Sukkah, then you have to make a separate Leisha B'Sukkah. Somebody who has two sukkahs in his house and he's going from one to the other, and certainly it doesn't require him walking in the street, he's just going like from one room to another room, then there's certainly no requirement to make another Leisha B'Sukkah. But what is appropriate is that when you make the first Leisha B'Sukkah, when you sit down in the sukkah and you have in mind that ultimately you may be moving to the other sukkah, you should have in mind that you're going to do so. This halacha that if you go to another sukkah during the meal, you have to make a new Leish B'Sukkah, is not really accepted by everybody. There are those that suggest, the Levush Yisrod, who's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that if you're in the middle of a meal and you had in mind that you're going to be going to a second place, you don't make a new bracha. And therefore, in order to avoid any shilas, you should have in mind, if you know that you're going to be going to another sukkah, that the bracha you're making should only be for the sukkah that you began in. And if you're going to go to another sukkah, you're going to have to make another bracha. And certainly if you go to the other sukkah and you had in mind that I'm going to make a new bracha, you should make a new bracha if you're going to eat, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said, the amount that you're supposed to eat. If you're not going to eat, it's a question if you should make a bracha or not. Sif Yudal Misha Shachal Avarak Leish B'Sukkah, if somebody forgot to make a bracha Leish B'Sukkah, V'Nisker Bam Tzusuda, and then in the middle of the meal, you may remembered, or Filach Shigom Achilasai, or even after you finished eating, Tzarech Levarach, you have to make a new bracha, even though you're not eating anymore. Ki Gam HaYeshiva, Sheyeshiv Shom Achkach, sitting there, while you're still part of a meal, is also a mitzvah. However, if you have not yet said Birchas Hamazon, it would be best to eat a kebeya of mezoinus or bread, if not a kebeya, or at least a kezayis of mezoinus or bread, and like that, there wouldn't be any question that making the Leish B'Sukkah is the right thing to do. Sif Tezvav, Noshim Peturis B'Sukkah, Noshim are not obligated to sit in the Sukkah. Fav became Rishayim Levarech. But they may make a Leish B'Sukkah. Many Sfarim suggest, the Kaf HaChaim quotes, that a Sukkah is a place where we have the Shechinah. A Sukkah is a place that we feel close to Hashem. And therefore it's most appropriate to sit in a Sukkah. It's a place that we grow in Yerushalayim. The halacha about women making a bracha, Leish B'Sukkah, is the minig of the Ashkenazim. But the Sfardim, their opinion is that women who are not obligated in the mitzvah, and they're not obligated in the mitzvah sukkah because it's a mitzvah sasashis man grama, can do the mitzvah, but don't make a bracha on such a mitzvah. Gamken ketanim, gamken peturim. Ketanim are exempt from the mitzvah. Any child who's over 5 years old, his father should train him to eat in the sukkah. Even if his father is not at home, he should not be left to eat outside of the sukkah. Somebody who's unfortunately ill and those taking care of him, a potter from a sukkah. I saw an interesting psak. If somebody has a baby at home that he has to help take care of by night, and his wife, and if he sleeps in the sukkah, he obviously won't hear the baby crying. That is included in the heter of chayav and mishamshav, that somebody who's sick, the people who are taking care of him, don't have to sit in the sukkah. Even though we're saying that somebody who's sick is part from the sukkah, as we discussed earlier, there's a separate mitzvah to eat a kezayis, kebeya, a bread on the first night of sukkahs in the sukkah. And that applies to a chayla as well, unless he's in such a state that if he's going to eat in the sukkah, he's going to become so ill that it could cause him to be dangerously ill or very ill. But if he's a chayla that's not that dangerous, then the mishamshim, those attending him, are not exempt when he needs them. And therefore, if he has two attendants, they should take turns. One should eat in the sukkah and take care of him, and then the other one. The other point is, there's a question in the Paiskim, if the attendant is not taking care of the chayla because he has to help him, but he's doing it because that's his job, he's getting paid, there it's already not that obvious that he's potter from the sukkah. Furthermore, if this attendant gets breaks, lunch break or whatever break, so then he's obligated to wait to eat in the sukkah by his break. However, if this person is a chayl shesh b'sakana, so he's certainly exempt from the sukkah, and b'torim, and they're exempt, gam b'shosh ein tzarklam kolkach, there the level of obligation on the attendance is not the same significant level. Somebody who suffers from sitting in the sukkah, we can have him sit in the sukkah on the other nights and also by day. If the person finds it difficult to sit in the sukkah because of the wind or because of a bad smell or because it's very cold, these are all reasons to be exempt from sitting the sukkah. McCain, in Kavalai of Neris B'sukkos B'Shabbos, or if he's sitting in the sukkah on Shabbos and the candles go out, he can't eat in the dark and it's very difficult for him to go to somebody else's sukkah. Similarly, if somebody's sitting in a sukkah, and there are many people sitting in the sukkah where it becomes difficult for somebody to sit, and or if somebody wants to go to sleep in the sukkah, but there are many people still sitting up and talking, which prevents it from going to sleep, those are included in the category of mitzvah b'sukkah. Similarly, if somebody finds it difficult to sit in the sukkah because there are people there who he doesn't get along with, people who he owes money to, then, or somebody he's embarrassed from, those are also in the category of a mitzvah. When we speak about going to somebody else's sukkah, that's only referring to a person who, during the year, if he didn't have where to eat, would not be embarrassed to ask somebody else, "Could I come to your home and eat?" But if this is the type of individual who would not do so during the year, he's not obligated to do so on sukkah also. The cane in Kavalei Neres B'Sukkosai, if the lights went out in the sukkah, Yesh Toitar Gad Leil Sukkos Chaveroi, if it's difficult for him to go to somebody else's sukkah, Yochel Leilich Lebeisai, he could go home, but Makom Sheyesh Lo Neres Dalkim, if their candles are on in his home. Dafka Metchila Osu Sukkos Karoi, only if he built the sukkah properly, vach b'mikra, and then something happened, bala inyan shumet star leishav alisha b'toichay, something happened that made it difficult to be in the sukkah. Avol metchila osam b'mkayim reich rak adayma, if somebody originally built a sukkah in a place that has a bad odor, or b'makam shuzi tzara leishav, a place where he's frightened to sleep, any yotzabah, then he should not sit in the sukkah. That is not a sukkah that you should have built or you could be yaitzu with if you build it in such a place. And therefore the Pais can say, one should be careful not to build a sukkah, for example, in a place where there's a sewer running or bad smell. When we make the determination if it's a place that's dangerous or not, we look at what most people will feel is dangerous. We don't look at the individual. In Ba'a Ruach, if it gets very windy in the sukkah, Mutta Lufra Sam Shadna Beged, you could cover yourself with a blanket or with a garment, but don't put it under the schach, because that would disqualify the schach. Sif Yudches Holka Drachim B'Yoim, those that are traveling during the day, Ptur min HaSukkah B'Yayim, don't have to sit in the Sukkah during the day. Kivan She'elam Shoyos L'Torech Achas Sukkah, they're traveling, they don't have the time, the ability to build a new Sukkah. But this is only if somebody's traveling to do a mitzvah or somebody's traveling for work. But if somebody's traveling for pleasure, one does not have the right to take a trip for pleasure, which will involve him not having a sukkah. But if it's not a problem for them to sit in the sukkah, even though they're traveling, then they have to sit in the sukkah. But when they're not traveling at night, they're in a hotel. That's where they want to stay overnight. Then they have to do whatever they can to build a sukkah. Even if this is a place where there is no sukkah, if they could build a sukkah without spending a lot of money. And even though, says the Prima Gadim, that normally a person has to be ready to spend up to 10% of his assets to do a mitzvah, here we don't have to spend that much because the halach is teshva kain to duru. And people don't spend that much. They don't give up that much to build, to have, if there were somewhere, to find another place to stay. So, but if they can, that they should find a sukkah to sleep in. And if they're traveling through the night, then dinah can buy b'yom, then their halach is like people who are traveling during the day. People who travel through villages to collect debts during Chol HaMoed, if it's impossible for them to make themselves a sukkah, they should try to go home every night in order to fulfill the mitzvah sukkah. So if you task shluchim mitzvah feel k'shem b'maloyim, but if somebody's going on a mitzvah travel, even by night when they're in a hotel, and tzrichim l'troich achas sukkah, if it'll be a bother to find a sukkah, or she'en noich l'mlish b'sukkah, it's difficult for them to sleep in a sukkah, v'm yishnu, and if they will sleep in the sukkah, yiul l'moch yigayim, they're going to be exhausted the next day, v'yis act, they won't be able to do the mitzvah that they're out traveling for. Peturim in a sukkah, pot for a sukkah. Avo the lav hachi, if they don't have such circumstances, then the halach is then chayovim. And here too, there's a question. If the person is getting paid to do this mitzvah, then it's not so simple that he has a heter. Oisik b'mitzvah is pot of a mitzvah only in a case where he's doing the mitzvah l'shem shemayim. But if he's doing the mitzvah because he's getting paid for it, then it's not so simple to exempt him from the sukkah. Shem eginus apadesim, it's by people who are standing guard over gardens, etc. Emefshalish makulei b'mokam achad, if you could have one place where you're going to be, yasash sam sukkah, that's where you should build the sukkah for yeshiva and remain there for the yontif. People who are involved in helping Nachrim manufacture wine are exempt from sukkah both by day and by night. They have to be watching that the Nachrim not touch the wine, and that's why they have to be where they are. However, but if it's not that type of circumstance, the wine is sealed up, and they therefore don't have to be sitting there, then they have to sit in the sukkah. Somebody who's in a city, sits, who has a store, the store is in the city, and they live outside the city. The thing is in the city, and he's outside the city. And all year round, they eat in the store. They're not exempt from a sukkah. And in sukkahs, they should go to sit in a sukkah. Because the store becomes like their home. And they have to make a sukkah in their home like they have to make or like they have to do all year round. Wherever you are, you have to build a sukkah.